All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, Cole, as you know, we have shuffled many a card.
We have. Just for fun, too. It's a fun thing to do when you're thinking for fidgeting. Do a bridge shuffle.
I've been trying to learn how to bridge correctly. Because I'm going to become I bought a little book on magic. I want to learn some magic tricks. And getting into the carnival arts as well. I bought some juggling balls.
You know, I think it's really good to have a fallback plan.
Yeah, juggle is my fallback plan.
just be careful you don't catch jugglers to spare.
Yeah, I don't know whether you knew, but jugglers, that's a career that's in the grow. I have one word for you, juggling. So we've shuffled many a cards, but we haven't shuffled every type of cards. And I want to know if you're familiar with prayer cards.
Tell the audience what a prayer card is.
They are, you know, that Simpsons joke with the Methuselah rookie card.
Yes.
You know, it's basically what they are. They're decks of cards that have saints on them.
Okay.
And you collect them instead of Fleer X-Men cards if you're a certain kind of homeschooled kid.
Okay. So is it just that it is meant to be a wholesome? There needs to be a pious replacement for every single aspect of culture. Baseball cards and basketball cards were a real
We can ruin rock and roll. Why can't we ruin Magic the Gathering?
Yes.
You know, except there's no game.
Okay.
Yeah. So I picked up just a pack of 54 saints.
Okay.
Saint cards. The front got this watercolor image of the saint in question. Okay. And then on the back, it's got stats and a little prayer and a little biography of that individual saint.
Okay.
And I figured these a little shuffle here. I try to bridge them as I've been trying to do.
Okay.
And then I'd ask you to pick a card, any card, for a magic trick.
Okay. Well, I'll just grab this one right here. And oh, look at that. Oh,
don't reveal your card. It's a magic trick, man.
Oh.
Show the podcasting audience, but don't tell them, but don't tell me.
Okay. It is I can't read the name because it's kind of smudged. These aren't the production value on these isn't really that great, but he's got a big honking sword.
Okay,
they're good.
And then now I shuffle it back into the deck.
Okay. Rip.
Okay. And is this your card?
No.
If that would have worked, that would have been the coolest magic trick that's ever been. I had a 1 in 54 chance of absolutely blowing your mind. And I've played enough D&D to take it. I don't actually know magic. Wouldn't that have been cool?
You keep the jokers in the deck there?
I'm the Joker.
We're both wild.
I'm the Joker, baby. Reveal your card since I couldn't do the magic.
Yeah, it's the printing on this thing's pretty shitty. It's really smudged. It's like a saint with a big old sword on it.
Saint Claymore.
Saint Claymore.
40K.
Yeah.
Universe. It's the Sword Saint. Or Ooh, Saint Sword.
Yeah. Oh, okay. There's a Genesis game called this.
There we go. My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
Welcome to Object Suffering. If Cole gives the cursed spyglass to the mysterious curator, turn to page 28. If Cole decides to consult the supercomputer about it, turn to page 41.
I like that one. Yeah, and we're here to talk about Saint Sword, which is a Genesis game. Real quick though, the tough part about bridging, I learned how to do the first half of the bridge shuffle very early, you know, just because. You know,
the easy part.
But then
I'm gonna brag about knowing how to shuffle cards.
It's getting your fingers properly under it to get back up and then do the back up.
The second part is definitely the hard part of the bridge. The first part I think everybody can basically do.
Okay, all right. So anyway, we're talking about Saint Sword. This is a game that I picked mostly because I went to I was kind of at a loss, and I had one that I was going to have us do, but it was on PC, and getting that to work, it would have been also the
stink around it, because you're going to have us do that Kevin Spacey game. And it just like,
yeah,
Kevin Spacey's Tread the Boards 2000.
Yeah, no.
His acting simulator game that in retrospect is full of red flags.
A lot of, whew, man, that thing just made an arrow pointing right at him, didn't it?
Yeah, it's surprising that he just tweeted it out.
Yeah. Just picturing a K-Pax visual novel.
yeah.
So anyway,
when I'm sad, I don't take Paxil, I take K-Paxil, the movie that's the cure for the blues.
You eat the DVD?
Yep.
Okay.
I do.
Yeah.
Or I just queue up, I watch it, I pump it up on my Roku and chase the blues away.
So I was looking at I was looking at like a video of like the 50 weirdest games for the Genesis. I'd never heard about this one before, but the video, and I would say this isn't a very weird game either, but the video featured the main character turning into a centaur as one of his powers, and I figured if we can't get a little bit of juice out of centaurism,
it's wrestling. Rastin or whatever that name is.
You mean the mage Rastin? From Dragonlance?
Raistlin. Yeah. What is that game? Rastan?
It's like Rastan. Yeah.
It's like Rastan, except sometimes you turn into a centaur.
Yep.
Like it's kind of great in that way. Like I think this is really bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
We were just recently talking about maze design.
Mm-hmm.
In game, or I was talking about that on a Retronauts I did, but like the idea of like there's different ways, and I think you and I were talking about it too. There's different ways to do a level, mm-hmm. and you can make platforming challenges, or you can make a shitty maze where you have to collect all the stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is definitely that second school of like, go collect all the things before we let you go to the next level.
Yeah, it's real strange because like there's the maze itself, and it I don't know, I haven't played this enough times to know if it's random, but like you kill a particular
random.
It's not random. Okay, so what it was, so you kill an enemy and they drop a key, and that opens the exit to the level, and you have to figure out how to get back up to it, often by attacking blocks that will make the walls disappear where there were once walls before. So you get like one-way doors like that. I got to the first boss and I died, and I did a continue because I didn't do a save state, because it wasn't a very hard game up to that point. You can take like billions of hits. And when when it restarted, I got the key pretty much right away in the level. Like I didn't have to go down to all the tunnels and stuff. I just went right away. Figured like, oh, maybe I got lucky there. And I realized, oh, that's actually probably some pretty conscientious design. Where if you do a continue, they don't make you do the whole level again. They just put it on an enemy that you kill early on, so you can get there right away and not have to do everything again.
Yeah, yeah. That would be. I don't know if that's consistent,
mm-hmm.
but it would be nice if it was. That is a good idea.
Yeah, yeah.
It reminds me a little bit of just like the side-scrolling parts of ActRaiser.
Yeah, I was gonna say ActRaiser. I was gonna say it's a little bit like it's got some Altered Beast in here, especially around the theming.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. In a kind of a bummer way. Like I'm a little bit of a defender of the side scrolling bits of ActRaiser,
mm-hmm.
but it's this I did not think felt very good or played very good until you turn into a centaur, and then I'm like, oh, this sucks to play as. But like, what if a centaur platformer?
Right. And the centaur can run faster and jump higher. You also have the ability these are drops that you get. They're like spell charges that you find when you kill certain enemies. But there are drops that you get that will let you grow wings, like turn into an angel.
Turn into a fish later.
Yeah. The non-fish swimming. Before I realized that third icon was turned into a fish, I was like, this swimming is fucking atrocious. Like, he's just kind of like standing upright in his armor and wiggling his feet. And you have to be basically it's like playing super track and field, trying to keep them, trying to get any kind of lift. Yeah.
It's how I would swim.
Yeah.
If you didn't turn into a centaur, this would be nothing.
Right.
even the swimming and wings is nothing. Right. But centaur is a real weird choice because it confers upon you very few advantages. Like you said, you could move faster and jump higher, but it triples your hitbox. basically, you get this like, gigantic badonkadonk. You get your hussy.
You get a whole horse hanging off the back of you.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, just as a growth on your back, and you basically fucked at that point. It's not very useful. But it is very funny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the first time it happened, I laughed. I did not know it was coming.
Oh, he just had a whole horse grow out the back of him. Fun.
Yeah, ow.
It's like a car's airbag going off, but just the horse parts just blasting out the
welcome
ass.
Welcome to Jackass. So obviously this is blowing our load real early, but I was thinking about the ways my life would change if I were a centaur.
I mean, housing would be really difficult.
That's the number one thing, is that horses don't really lay down.
Nope.
They kind of lay down, but if you had a whole torso, imagine the neck and back problems. Like
your horse
half could squat,
but
you'd have to invent like a whole pillow rig to support your top half to like get any sleep whatsoever.
You would have to sleep kind of like in a modified like astronaut harness, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. With a neck pillow around you. And, you know, I'm thinking about myself. I sleep on my stomach with my arms around the pillow, right? It's the only way I can fall.
You sleep in like the dive bombing position or something. There's a name for it. You told me
for free fall. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So like just picturing, you know, the horse half of me and the human half of me can't both be happy at the same time. Pretty much ever. Like,
yeah,
you know,
I care so much more about the human half of me, even in this scenario.
That's where most of my senses are, is kind of the thing. So like the horse like, half of me would like want just a shitload of oats and like, imagine.
And I like an oat, but not that much.
No.
You know, I can do a bowl of oatmeal and I'm basically set.
That's not enough for a fucking horse.
Yeah, it's not enough for a horse body. It's also you're rarely going to meet a man who loves his legs and penis as much as I do. But I love it because I love my whole body. Mm-hmm. And from the waist up is definitely my favorite shit.
Mm-hmm.
My arms, I use those for video games.
Yeah.
My mouth, I use that for everything.
Yeah.
Like eyes, it's all good shit up there. You know, the horse half of my body would get very neglected because it's just for scoot me around. You know, it doesn't do a lot. I don't kick things very much in real life.
Yeah.
You know, the extra verbs I would get would not be like, how often do I run?
I mean,
you know,
if you had the horse parts, you probably would find more reason to. Probably because people would people would always be trying to slap a saddle on you and just like hop a ride
and ride you around.
Yeah, yeah. It'd be the equivalent of like riding around in the city in the 80s and having people skitching off the back of you, you know, on their skateboards, right?
You get some riders, you know, and I can only imagine. So a horse does not really mind a rider,
right?
You know, which is always a weird thing about a horse, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do they not know? Like, could you potentially have a rider without knowing in this scenario?
The way that the way that I understand it is from a King of the Hill episode where they go to Peggy's family's ranch in Montana. Bobby's, you know, real concerned, like, oh, is it, you know, is not going to like me being up there? And it's like, Bobby, he weighs 2 tons. You're like a backpack to him.
Yeah. I suppose if somebody put a backpack on me, I would not. No,
I would start bucking. I would start like kicking out behind me. I would just start going
in the face. Like, unless you pacified me with a carrot real quick. Kick them in the fucking jaw.
I will paralyze you.
I don't know, man. And like right now I can carry very few passengers. Right. Like I've thought about before, like I've been trying to get in better shape and I've been exercising and stuff. Mm-hmm. And part of that involves some dumbbells.
Of course.
But my upper body strength is not great, you know? And I've thought before, like, what if I were in a fire And I had to carry like one of my, you know, gargantuan friends out under penalty of death.
Right.
Like you or Will or Jeremy, like just any big dude, you know, and I had to carry them out. It'd be very difficult. I don't think I could lift you up.
Oh, there's the fireman's carry, you know?
Yeah, I still think that'd be very difficult for me.
I mean, it wouldn't be like a walk in the park or anything like that, but like that is specifically to like distribute the weight, right?
Yeah. No. I mean, I'm not saying that like throughout all of human history, they've never figured out a way to lift big men. I understand that. I just think it would be very difficult for me and I might not be able to do it because I'm not strong right now.
So you're thinking about this from like
a centaur body.
Okay. All right.
Then I could just throw you on the back and go. Like we'd escape the burning convention center or whatever.
Giddy up.
Like it just lay, and then I go outside, you'd feed me a nice carrot and we'd go on and do our panel about, you know, Dragon Warrior somewhere else. We talk about Excitebike, you know, in the parking lot.
Yeah. No, it's, I mean, you're assuming it'd be a nice carrot. I think that's pretty presumptuous actually, but
I think that somebody's going to get burned alive if they don't give me a nice carrot. I think that you're presuming that I'm going to carry you out of a burning building for anything less than a human quality carrot.
It's one of those things,
human grade food or I'm out.
Yeah. So it's one of those things, right? Like, I've never been throughout my life, even, you know, when I was thinner, never really been able to do like a pull up, right? Like, you know, click climbing stuff, just not a thing. And not a thing I've ever, you know, really been able to do.
Or climb a rope.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Like,
in high school, they're like, hey, climb this rope. I'm like,
fuck you.
Like, yeah. Like I'll give it a shot, but you're going to be disappointed. And I'm going to be disappointed. Like, why don't we just save both of ourselves the time and energy?
Yeah. I'll take the C.
Yeah.
No, but just kind of like, it probably would be like that's the one part of the presidential, like, fitness exam, the
fitness challenge.
That could
idea
that could save your life. When Arnold Schwarzenegger and George H.W. Bush said, "Hey, you're gonna do sit-ups and like it, or you're gonna run a mile and like it," you know,
yeah,
for your country. Like, yes, you could outrun something, but you know, it's nothing as endurance.
Like you had a whole gym period to run that mile.
Yeah, no,
running a mile in 50 minutes isn't that impressive.
No, it's you had plenty of time to do it, and also like outrunning something like in an endurance sense is not as dramatic as you know, lifting yourself up from dangling off of a ledge. You know, so I've thought like, oh, it would probably be nice. That would be a goal. If I got to the point where I could do a pull up, I would feel okay.
Yeah. Hey, have you considered the compromise of getting to the point where you're one of those guys who has a pull up bar in your house?
Oh, God, no.
That's easy. Well, you just have to buy it.
Oh, yeah.
That's half the battle, and it just costs money. You throw money at that problem.
I hate those fucking things. Oh, my God. No, I've got
a real douchey thing.
I've got a fucking grudge. Back when I worked in an office, it was an open office, obviously, because it was, they didn't want to spend money to give us a proper place to work. Pull up a
join the idea chamber.
Yeah. It was the fucking pits. It seemed like no matter where I ended up, and this was also just poor planning on the manager's parts, but me in the creative section, like our desk pod or whatever, would always be right next to business development, which was the salespeople. And you know the sensitive creative types and the like, unironically watching the boiler room so I can learn how to close better types.
Oh yeah,
you know. So yeah. I just be
Booyah.
Not all of them.
Because we just landed the Henderson account.
Yeah, you know, not all of them were like that. Obviously, there were some exceptions, but there was a culture there for a good long while where just there was a pull-up bar in the door, and they would just, and all of them were CrossFit too, so they were doing the loudest, most obnoxious, kipping pull-ups, which is just full body flailing and like, you know, like, yes, I'm going to temporarily separate my shoulders so I can.
Yes. Were they CrossFit to the level where they shit themselves a lot? Because that's something I recently learned about CrossFit.
No, they weren't shitting themselves, and also they were I don't think anybody had a, what was it, like there's a kidney condition, like something the clown,
yeah.
Let me see here. Just CrossFit. It's one of those things where if you do it too much, your body starts breaking down, and the protein enters your bloodstream, and your kidneys fail. I need to see what that is.
I love exercises that kill you. This is good for you until it's not.
Yeah. Oh, yes. So the condition is called rhabdomyolysis is what it's called. And it's it is a thing that is up in the CrossFit boxes. You know, there are posters that say, you know, be careful. You know, you don't want to have Uncle Rhabdo the clown over. And it's just a picture of a clown either hooked up to a dialysis machine or a clown doing push-ups and vomiting. Uncle Rhabdo. Let me send you a picture here. It's a picture.
I'm good. I'm pulling it up.
Him standing next to the physical therapy bars, hooked up to like a dialysis machine, his guts and kidneys out.
Yeah, his guts and blood and kidneys are out. Yeah, he's very strong though. He looks good.
Yeah. he's doing a good job. And of course,
look at the pecs on, look at the open sores on those pecs. Yeah. I mean, look at the pecs on those open sores.
Yeah, it's hard to tell where one ends and the other begins. Yeah. Oh man.
God, it's fucking weird. There's a bunch of pictures of him like angry Rhabdo. Like holding a bucket of puke menacingly.
Yeah.
Like, I guarantee there's like some erotic Uncle Rhabdo, the clown art.
It's a deviant art.
I fucking hate him.
Of course, you know, anybody who overexerts themselves on a regular basis and pushes themselves past their limits will probably get rhabdomyolysis. Like, it's not like CrossFit has a trademark on it. They basically have a trademark on calling it Rhabdo the Clown or Uncle Rhabdo. Yeah,
personifying it as a monster is their whole thing.
And then also tacitly building it into the culture that I'm not afraid of Rhabdo. Come on.
Yeah. I just sent you a link accidentally, the same thing. But let me see if I can get you that I sent you. But let me see if this works. Here we go. This is what I'm trying to send you.
he got a picture of Rhabdo, Uncle Rhabdo, on his belly, on his beer gut.
He's got a beer gut and he's got a tattoo of Uncle Rhabdo.
Yeah.
Just vomiting angrily.
Yeah. What's happening on the right there? Obviously it's a person who has like a better torso tattooed on his torso, but
I think that's what it is. I think it's somebody who has a stippled torso tattooed onto him, which is one of the weird, that's very uncanny.
Yeah. You can get the same effect with like a $12 t-shirt.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Or keep your shirt on.
Yeah.
All that stuff is foul. My point being that being a centaur, you get to eat a lot of animal. Do you think if you're a centaur, animal grade food all automatically tastes good to you now?
No. I mean, again, like all of your senses, like your head is still there.
Yeah. You don't have horse nose.
You know,
if you were a centaur with a horse's nose, though, like you might just be fine with whatever you find in a trough.
Maybe. Yeah. You know? But also, like, there might be economic realities to it. So, you know, you're chugging along, and if you're trying to feed a horse body with human grade food, that's going to get really expensive. So you're going to have to start going to circus food. You know, you're going to have to buy stuff in bulk, and getting a horse amount of food down a human's mouth and throat also doesn't seem.
Your throat would be sore like all the time. You'd have polyps.
Oh yeah. No, but just because you're constantly trying to feed your horse body so it doesn't wither and, you know, get all kinds of like weird problems. Also, I mean, I'm not sure on the lifespan of a horse. I'm going to bet, though, probably substantially less than a human.
Your horse half would die before your human half.
Right.
100%.
And that's where the ass is. So.
Yeah. Yep. That's where they have to do like a very experimental surgery on you, and you have to become Mojo. from the X-Men, basically. Like, you get a spider bottom half of your body that just kind of processes all that stuff.
Badass.
Yeah, it is a badass. I think if I were for the throat problem, I would switch to a largely liquid diet. I think if I were had a horse body, that would be I would get way into Soylent.
Yeah,
because that's the only way you're gonna get those nutrients down a human throat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is having them be liquid.
Oh, but imagine the nightmare shits coming out of the back of that horse.
And the also, thing about like, being a horse is that's somebody else's problem.
Is it though? Because like, you know,
yeah, you go do it in the street. like horses do now, man. You live in a city with horse cops. Uh-huh. Every once in a while, they're just like, you know, at a protest or at a parade or whatever, there's big gigantic piles of horse shit in the street.
Yeah, yeah.
Normalized.
Yeah, and you know, people can't say like, "Hey, you know, you need to do that in private." Like, what bathroom would take me
off?
Yeah, well, of course.
Yeah, you try. You break their jaw.
Yeah,
yeah. I would if I were doing that, I would shit at night.
Okay.
Primarily, and I would do it at the high school across the street from my house.
Okay. Yeah.
Because it's really well kept. It seems like a wealthy high school.
Mm-hmm.
There are class war reasons to shit there, and the security seems lax, and it would be far enough away from my home that I don't think anyone would know it was the specific centaur.
It'd be some of those other centaurs that are walking around.
Yeah. Yeah. In this scenario, I suppose I live in the Centaur District or something.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to come up with a scenario where I'm somehow so special that I'm the only fucking centaur in the world.
Yeah. I'm the only Saint Sword. No. Saint Sword Americans are Legion and they vote.
I shit where I want and I vote. What's the difference?
those centaurs in Washington, they did it again. Yeah, I think where would you shit? Like, you live in a residential neighborhood. That might be tough.
Yeah, I mean, it solves a fertilizer problem. You spend a non-trivial amount of money getting a weed and feed and stuff. So,
yeah,
I'd probably just go out there and contribute to the nitrogen cycle.
Yeah, I think that would make your whole yard and grounds smell too bad.
Well, it's my neighbor's problem.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
I mean, eventually,
shit your neighbor's house.
I mean, I get. Oh, true. I'm contributing. Yeah. I'm contributing manure to the entire neighborhood. Yeah. No, it's a. I'd be used to it because here's the thing: would a centaur be able to control their bowels or their piss?
I believe that horses could, but they choose not to.
It's like a power thing.
Yeah. Yeah. The reason why I think that is because dogs and cats can control it.
Yes.
You know, so like, I don't understand why a horse couldn't. I don't think it's a power thing. I just think that they don't have a reason to.
Yeah. It's just like, no. who's going to stop me? So, you know.
Yeah. They're not trained to, but then yeah. I refuse to believe that like a dog and a cat, like dogs are smart. Cats are not too smart. You know, they're my favorite animal, but they're not super smart.
Mm-hmm.
Can do that.
Yeah.
You know, instinctively, I think a horse probably could too.
Yeah. I don't see them like there being like an evolutionary necessity because they're supposed to be like, you know, roaming along like a Caucasian steppe, you know, or like in Arabia, you know, they're supposed to be on fields and like, it, who fucking cares where you shit in a field?
No, it all just turns into field.
Yeah. It's just more field. Yeah. So I'm just, so I'm just wondering, like, you know, if you're walking around and you're just an open-ended tube at the end of a long tunnel, at the end of a funnel, you know, and that's just spilling out wherever it goes, like forget cleaning in the house. Yeah.
Yeah.
You put down the hay and it has to be, you have to hire a stable boy come by. And
having a stable roommate would be tough. that's a tough element of this. I think what you do is you get the front of a pair of pants and you staple it to your front. So if you're looking dead on from the front, you look like a man.
Okay.
And you go to your neighbor, you knock on the door and you say, "Hey, can I use your bathroom? I'm sorry. It's really important." And then when they say yes, you walk in and bam, you're a centaur. And it's just like, they made a mistake.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, you should have done your research.
Yeah, you never trust a front pant. Like, you know what's behind that pant.
Always. Whenever anybody asks me for anything, I always just do a little bit of a lean to the side.
Do a centaur check.
Yeah. See what I'm like dealing with here.
Oh, sure. You can use my giddy up and then see if they do something. And if they react, like, you know, they're actually a centaur.
Mm-hmm. Or they're Kramer.
No. And you don't want either of them in your house. He's going to say the N-word all over your bathroom.
Unacceptable. Unacceptable is what it is.
Yeah, it's no good. Man. I do not want a horse cock. I understand that is the premise of Sorry to Bother You, is that it is good, or the premise of the villain, but I think they're horrible. Mm-hmm. I've been watching the Jackass films. They jerk off a horse at one point. They're just horrible, wretched implements.
Yep.
And it would be a nightmare to have one. And I would try to shave that entire zone off. Like, I don't want any part of that. Like, turn me into a Ken doll if I were a centaur, because I do not.
Yeah.
And this is equal opportunity. I think that mare genitals are also disgusting.
Yeah.
I think horse genitals are really gross.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really gross. Sensible. And also, like, I don't know. It makes it so you, like, it really limits the dating pool. Like, even if you're not the only centaur, they're probably pretty rare, especially in a city, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah. You're just not an awful lot of single centaur ladies trying to make it big in the city out there. You know?
You would move to wherever the centaurs are.
Yeah, there would be enclaves. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Probably like an island.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A centaur.
Some kind of horse island.
You have to move to some kind of pony island.
Yeah. something else. And I'm just going to say this and hedge around it. You'd have a lot of horse girls drawn toward you, and horse women. You know,
that would be a thing where they would be very attracted to you, and then, but sealing the deal would be fucking impossible in a nightmare.
Yeah,
like we've all seen Zoo. Like, you would kill people if you tried to. So it'd be all kinds of horse girls would be all over you because they read Black Beauty at the wrong time during puberty.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd be like, well, yeah, this is great. Like, this has been a fun date. I suppose you can masturbate and think about me, but that's all that's going to happen.
Yeah.
I suppose you can jackass me into this, like, weird leather sheath, you know?
Yeah, because we're not going to do what I think the expectation here is, because I don't want to be responsible for perforation.
Yeah. Yeah. Just absolutely, like, horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just so, yeah, you would get a lot of hangers on in a way that would not be additive.
Yeah.
Like, people like to pretend that all genitals are just genitals, but in fact they're made of skin and they can rip and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not somebody who doesn't like, I understand.
Be real careful.
No, I'm very confident what I'm going to say.
Okay. All right.
I understand that there's a lot of things to sex that are not just vaginal intercourse.
Okay. Yes.
You know, but in those kind of scenarios, like, I feel like if you were a horse person, you had a centaur, dick, that if someone were going down on you, you could also do some serious damage on accident.
Yeah.
You know, it's just too much volume. It's not a question of like, oh, of course they're, you know, Jonas can't handle it. Like, no shit, but no part of them can handle it.
Yeah.
It's inhuman.
It's a complete mismatch. It's just a recipe for disaster, no matter which way you cut it.
And controversially, duck feed is going to come out against people fucking horses.
Yeah.
I just, you know, don't have sex with animals. It's weird.
Yeah. I'd rather you didn't.
Did you see in this game? I know we're coming up on time.
Mm-hmm.
The Game Facts gold. This.
I mean, I saw the message board, which said, it's a saint sword, so it scales with faith or something like that.
No.
Okay. Not that.
The fact has two parts that are really great. The beginning of it, I'm not going to bother with copyright stuff. If you are low enough to try to bank a profit off of this, or you decide to plagiarize it, that's your wretched morality. That's great. And then at the end, during the thanks, the only thank he does is God for the strength, life, and intellect to do that fact.
Yeah. Ooh,
that's incredible.
I love it.
No CJC. I got the strength to create the fact for Saint Sword.
A lot of people thank God in their facts, and cool, fine. Yeah. You know, usually it's like, all things are possible in you, whatever. You have faith, that's cool. This one, though,
what if
like
the only way that God hears prayers is through being facts.
Yeah, no, everybody else like is a
everyone
fool.
Just saying the words or just talking into air, but it's not where he's listening. He's listening in Game Facts.
Yeah, I'm going to print out like 1,000-page tactics ogre guide and then like try to nail it to the door of the cathedral. Have to do it in like multiple parts because no nail will go through the entire thing. Oh man. Yeah,
I love this D. Houston guy who did that. I think it's very funny. When I first read that he was not going to bother with copyright stuff, I really thought it was going to be this self-awareness of like, yeah, who the fuck cares, which is the correct answer to that.
Uh-huh.
Not just you know your retro morality, like it will be its own punishment if you do this.
And I'm looking at some of his other facts, and he has that's just his boilerplate is what it is.
It's not a new character or anything. It's just a funny thing I've not seen.
Yeah. No, I just said, but also like itemizing it is, it's kind of like that guy who thanked the frozen taquito maker that he that he ate for providing the nutrients that let me type this fact.
Thank you to Pepsi for caffeinating me during this thing. This is a well-reviewed game, weirdly enough.
So stiff.
Houston reviewed it. You know, the idea of the fact, of course.
Yeah.
But then it's like on Game Facts, it's like eights.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it's just I think it's one of those things that was on Genesis, and I don't think it was on anything. Yeah, it was just Genesis. Made by a small developer, and I think it was just one of those things that the novelty and specificity of it made Genesis folks hold it in higher esteem than it ought to have.
Thanks everybody for listening. We appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
What can they do, Cole?
Well, they can go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv, and there they can support the network. At $5 a month, you get 2 bonus episodes of the show, in addition to whole bonus shows like the Bonfireside Chat, like Unfilmable, and the premium episodes of Watch Out for Fireballs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then leave us ratings or reviews on Apple Podcast mm-hmm. Addict, or wherever you find podcast reviews.
Yeah.
We would appreciate that.
Yeah.
What should they do until next time?
Until next time, practice the front pant illusion.